Blog Talk Radio.
Shining star, love who you are.
voices telling us to slow up. We can hear voices telling us to cool off. Our only answer in confusion time must be that we have cooled off too long, and if we keep cooling off, we'll end up in a deep freeze. We must go on and say, no, what we are saying to this nation is that we want all of our rights. We want them here, and we want all of them not next year, not next week, but we want them now, at this hour. This is what we're saying.
What your life can truly be. Shining star for you to see. What your life can truly be.
Here we are once again. Sunday night is the East Different World Federation Incorporated, Local 26, with your host, Sadie Gomez, and we're going to see what your life can truly be when you talk to Sadie. So here we go. Give a nice hand. Welcome her into the studio.
Well, well, well. Thank you so very much to my wonderful co-host, Dr. Ron Robinson, with the sweetest words ever. This is Sadie Gomez for the Ethiopian World Federation, coming to you live and alive on this wonderful Sunday evening, where we know on the Sadie Sunday, we relax, we rock back, but we bring some truths. We try to observe and bring into light the things that is normally hidden under the rug. We don't do hiding under the rug here. We try to get everything out in the open where we can examine it for whatever reason. We have different opinions. That's quite all right, too. The facts would remain the same, however, and there's only one truth. But opinions are what help us to understand. It builds us character, shapes us. It even helps us to understand our fellow men and our brothers and our sisters. So for this time and this evening, we have some wonderful subjects that is going on presently. We were touching about everything else, but for this evening, you have your chance to bring whatever part of the news or whatever is bothering you at this time, or whatever you want to talk about. We are here. As again, this is Sadie Gomez for the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, Local 26, Woman Auxiliary, coming to you live this wonderful Sunday evening. To my co-host, how's the studio looking at this time?
Looking very nicely.
Okay, so let's open up the mic for some of our studio people so we can have a conversation. Have I welcomed them?
Okay, we'll open up mic. 929-586, your mic is open.
929-586, your mic is open.
Hotep, how is everyone this evening?
Wonderful, and welcome to the show, brother. I know you're it's a favorite voice on the show we often recognize. Brother, this evening, as we engage in conversation, as we normally do on a Sunday evening, you know, it's the Sadie Sunday show, where, again, we know we do the one truth and the things that we need to bring forward that would have otherwise been swept under the rug, as you know, what we started our conversation. But here we are, my brother. I'm asking you, what would you like to discuss this evening? Because there's so many various things that I would like to discuss, but let's see what you want to talk about this evening.
Loving yourself.
Okay.
Loving yourself.
Loving yourself. I think I'm a rare poster child for that, so I want to drop in a few words before you get into your paragraph. So within loving yourself is one of the most important things, I would say, because if you do not love yourself, you would not know how to love others. So, my brother, I'm handing the mic to you.
Thank you so much. You know, we have been directed to believing we have to look one way or be a certain size, you know, or what have you, and adhere to what society, mainly what white society, says is beautiful, you know, and so on. And we get into all of that, and we wind up being sick. You know, whether it goes to from obesity to bulimia, to all these things. We were made perfect. Now, we were made perfect by God and the energy of God in our skin. You know, we were made to be whom we are in God's eyes, and where we're from. We've been here for millions of years. These other people have been here like 10,000 years, and we've lost our way. We're perfect. There may be something that we want to change, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I've been born perfect, but I like to change this or that, or even our psychological attitudes and so on. And we have to seek our higher power, as well as those people that are close around us and communicate well, you know, so that we can change and get an understanding, you know, of who we are, who we've always been, you know, and we're perfect. We're perfect. Everyone wants to emulate us to one point, increase our lips, increase their lips and their butt size, and get under tanning machines and all this other kind of stuff. We're perfect. I don't need to change anything, you know, and we should think like that and get up every morning, look in the mirror, and say, thank you, Lord, for making me perfect. Now, the other things that we need to change within ourselves, maybe we're close to the higher power, maybe we're not, but that can be changed, that can be helped, and our natural natural value, which comes from the high, most high, you know, can be adapted, you know, and so on. So, but to just love yourself, get up every morning and just say, you know, I love you. You look good. You know, matter of fact, you look better than good. You're a gift from God.
My brother, I thank you so very much for what you're saying. And I truly believe in that self-expression and that self-love. And as you said, that mirror that you really should have in your house. Examine yourself, man or woman, especially for women, and starting at a very young age. Because yes. What we do, we damage the self-esteem when the one person told us that we were ugly. We, in turn, have to have a support system. But as we grow older, we are the support system for our beautiful nieces, our nephews, and our children. Yes. That we should say, I love you, you look beautiful, because society has brought the bond where the bleaching of skin went crazy. Everything went crazy, yep. Only to find out later on, as you just said, they all wanted to look like us. They went to the tanning machine while they gave us a bleaching cream. Of course, Satan, that wicked deceiver, he's just the opposite to God and his creation and his beauty. Whatever Satan does, up to the God. We have the beautiful melanin in our skin. Somebody say, you bleach it out and you look good. The most ugly black person is a black person who bleached their skin. You cannot believe how ugly this thing becomes, because now your skin doesn't have the texture or color of a white person, neither black. You're somewhere in between, what, yellow and orange? You don't even have a skin tone, because you still have your melanin, but you bleach the top layer. So what are you looking at? And then the white people, now they're going to tan, and some of them over tan, and they do look orange. I mean, you know, we're not going to call names or throw shade here. But here we are wondering, as the years go by, it's about the lips. And now, I heard bottom is here to stay, because it's the biggest bottoms in town. You see the Kardashians, and they highlighted that. Mm. Well, in true and fact, our African women had the beauty and structure of that body for many years ago, hundreds of years. That's our structure. But we came to make believe that it was ugly, only so that we can start hating ourselves. And eventually what they did, they want to run with it. Thank God in our DNA, we will still have bottoms, because our grandmother had bottoms. So we don't have to go now run and put on bottoms. You know, I speak for my whole generation, because my grandmother, she, and the women that went before me, they were well-shaped. And it never crossed my mind, oh, my God, I have to go put some bottom. No, we have to put on a girdle when we...
We are the parents of civilization, so, you know, hey, that'll increase your body.
So therefore, we see that beauty, really, that was came about in a jealousy sort of formula by the white woman. Mm-hmm. When she looked in the field and saw those black women, the slaves and the white men that lost after them, she longed to be that woman. But instruction never allowed her until technology.
Amen.
Yeah, so here we are. So,
there was a sister. I was on the internet and looking at another country, South Africa, and my brother Julius Malema. But they were having an interview in South Africa, and they talked to this white woman, and they asked her, "Would you marry a black man?" And she said, "Sure." You know, how am I going to protect my heritage? How am I going to protect my child without melanin? She said,
"That's a wise white one."
Yeah, that's what she said. You know, we need to be more inclusive in our education of one another first, and so on, and then of things that are happening around the world, people's personalities, people's attitudes. What they think and say, you know, how they live, where they live. I mean, that's an arduous task. But every now and then we got to look and say, well, why is it this way? Or why is it that way? What's happening in Uganda? What's happening in South America? You know, what's happening in Europe? And we have enough to concentrate on what's happening here, you know, but we need to be more explorative in our understanding and knowledge. And, that's why we need to grow these organizations that heretofore have fallen by the wayside, you know, and as well as the Ethiopian World Federation and all the locals and so on. You know, we have to identify more with each other because we're all not the same. You know, all black people are black people, but we all are not the same. We even have different DNAs. You know, that was a surprise to me. You know,
my brother, you know, I glad you get to there, so we can just, let's just drift there for a second within the fact that all black people are not of the same, simply because you had Jacob and you had the 12 tribes, and they are quite different from the other black people. That's how, you know, really, it was a wicked thing when slavery came into being, because it was about really capturing the 12 tribes under a wicked device that really... How slavery come into being? It was not really they were trying to get some little niggas across here to plant cotton or all the sort. They were really trying, when they went to Africa, to really capture the Hebrew Israelites. And therefore, they were of a different bloodline. So they had those barbaric black people who was not of that bloodline to hunt down the other black people, because they knew they were quite different. So even at that time, the blacks, it was two different sort of people. So it was really the Hebrew Israelites that they wanted to put into slavery for, you know, for Bible prophecy sake. But again, you know, it's always Sunday, we touch on the scriptures, but we're not going to do deep Bible here. As yet, we invite our other guests to discuss the things that is in the news that is normally swept under the rug, or the things that you want to bring forward for observation. There's something happening right now that I brought on the show last week, but I just want to touch on it once more. It's the terrible sexualization of our children. But I listened to the news today, and I saw something, or rather not saw because it was on TV. I saw in my spirit, you know, the agenda whereby transgender men, transgender, whatever they are called, it's probably a new gender, but they have this story time for kids. This is children between 3 years and 10 years old, where they have cross-dressers or gay men or transvestites, whatever you call them, but it's men with breasts and lipstick and everything else, telling stories to kids. And Letitia James said something today, and I just realized why certain people are sitting in certain positions. She said, "It is fun. We all should try to be inclusive. These people are loving and caring, and it is fun, and it will extend the minds of our children." And I really, really got a hole shut in my heart. Because
that's the epicenter of spiritual warfare. You know?
Yes, but why do we want to extend the minds of our children? for the very fact they are called children, it means their minds are supposed to be where it's at 3 years old. When you're 3 years old, why do you want to know about sex? You don't. We were all 3 years old. I'm trying to figure out where my dolly hand was because I took it off last night. That's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to even figure out what my mom is cooking today because I'm 3 years old and I want maybe mashed potatoes. So do I want to know what about penis and vagina? I don't want to know. I'm 3 years old. I just want to know I'm going for Christmas. Or why did my front teeth fall out? You know, I'm trying still to find out what holds up the moon in the sky. That's all I want to know.
Yeah, we're at a learning age. That's where we absorb the most information between, like, the areas of 3 and 7 years old. I mean, you know, I have nieces and nephews through, you know, adoption or, you know, because our families are so close, and they're speaking 2 and 3 languages at 10. So just think if the wrong information comes to you, you know, what you can absorb. So I want to be gay. You know, I want to be this. They don't even know what that is, but that spirit is out there, you know, and I've been, over the years, I've been seeing this more and more, and the attack of the system on the homeless children or the people, the children have grown out of the system at 18 years old, have no foundation, you know, or anything else. And they've been being attacked, you know, since they were 3, 4, 5, or 6, you know, when they were in foster homes and stuff like that. That's a bad situation. And I don't understand why people don't think and realize that, these so-called educated people, you know, saying, well, listen, would I put my 3-year-old daughter in there or son in there? You know, but you'll let somebody else in and say that's all right. You know,
well, we have to bring up our children, my brother, you know. But as we continue for the night, I would like you to hold on for the end of the show. Let's bring someone else in to hear their thoughts and their views. Reverend Ron, you can open up the mics of someone else. And my brother, we'll touch bases again as the night goes along.
The technology, some didn't call, I didn't call back. So you can continue with your conversation. You can continue with your dialogue.
Okay.
Well,
my brother, you know, we touch on all right, so you want us to wait for the person? You want us to continue our conversation?
You go ahead. You go ahead with your dialogue until they call back. They're not there.
Okay. All right. So at least we don't have too much people waiting. So, Ronnie Robinson, we can have the pleasure of talking some more.
Yes, you know, great. I was listening this evening to 19 Keys, you know, and Baba Khomeini, who are they are scientists and so on in the community, and they were talking about the souls. Secret of the soul. I would advise people who go online and listen to their conversation because it is really uplifting, you know, and really the most spiritual moment that I've had in understanding the cosmos and who we are, you know, in that and where we come from, you know, and how we were made to be. And what have interrupted those things.
Who is this person that brings this program on the internet?
Yeah, it's on the internet. He's on the internet. And
what's the name? I bring that first time.
Yeah, I have to. I didn't write it down because I. Okay, it's Kaba.
Mm-hmm.
Kameni.
Uh-huh.
And 19 Keys is the other
book. Okay, I saw their programs, very interesting, and they explain a lot of things about the astral plane and certain spiritual realms.
Yes,
I listened to more than one time.
Yes, a very, very unique study. I've been listening to them off and on for the past year or so. And
I have myself.
We all need to stop, look, and listen, you know, sometime. Rather than being, I know we all have our problems and issues during the day, but just like prayer, we should take a time and what I say is listen to prayer, because this and so on, and enlighten ourselves to other realms that's around us, that's in us, you know, and how we were made. Again, we were made perfect and beautiful. Father said there's nothing wrong with it. He don't make junk, you know. We need to study more, you know, and look in things. Every time I look at something or read something, I always have other questions. And the other questions lead me to other things that I have more questions about, you know. And then other things crisscross, you know, and stuff, and find out that they crisscross for a reason. We haven't put them in the right place or the right understanding. We separate, you know, they say, this is apples, this is oranges, you know. But the tree all trees bear fruit of one way or another. And most of them are good for eating, you know. So we need to concentrate and take a minute, you know, and rest on some of these things, even beyond and above some of our problems. I think that these things will help solve our problems, take care of our blood pressure, you know, because they have more understanding.
Mr. Ronnie, my big brother, I truly like the material that you find yourself listening to, because I myself can relate to such. I do listen, and I have been listening to them for over a year now or more. Maybe, I don't know if it's probably from the COVID, from the pandemic, lockdown foolishness, where we had no choice but to start looking for materials. And they have always been interesting in what they see and what they believe.
Yeah.
But what is difficult, however, well, not for me, as I'm a student that have studied within certain realms, but I know that exposure to their material, some people would be in awe, like, what are they talking about? It would simply not make any sense. So my heart was broken a little bit when I listened to the material, but I know they would not be able to reach the vast majority who has been so blinded by what has been religion or even Christianity, not to bash Christianity, because that's the closest thing we can call ourselves when we want to serve God, a Christian. But from the history of where that came from and how it came into being, we have to still wonder, what was our ancestors doing before Christianity? And we have many, many, many answers. So I like where 19 is such a point.
You know, I believe that, quote unquote, the word Christianity was developed by the Romans, and the word was changed under Constantine and Christianity.
Yeah, Constantine.
So, at the Council of Nicaea,
they made the decisions as to what should be done based on the fact of how they're going to use religion as a controlling factor for the masses. And that is what that meeting was all about.
Yeah, they bastardized the work of Jesus Christ, you know, and we forget that Jesus Christ is actually a title. The anointed Savior. It's a title.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know?
Jesus the Christ.
Jesus the Christ. It's a title.
Of Nazareth.
Yahweh
or
Yeshua is the name. But Jesus Christ, in Greek, Jesus Christ in Greek, it means anointed Savior. You know, so, but we've been taught that
I'd like to add to your knowledge, my brother, also, Yesiah. Is the name Yesiah.
The Messiah. Yeah. Messiah.
Not the Messiah. Yesiah with Y
Messiah.
Is the name by which the Son was called in ancient time, and that name was hidden from us. Yesiah.
Yes.
Although you say Yeshua, but Yesiah. and the name of God was Ahaya, in which that name is called, all demons can't even stand within. That one said there's no other name, but it was purposely that name, A-H-A-Y-A-A, Ahaya, was hidden from us. We got Jah, we got Jehovah, we got other things, but it was purposely hidden from us, certain names, because it was is written in the scripture, by no other name by which is called, you know, although our Father within his wisdom and his knowledge and his wonderful kind-hearted spirit to us, he knows that we were taught Jesus the Christ, and when we call upon the name Jesus the Christ and Jesus the Christ of Nazareth, you know, that name can still suffice, but really, really in the ancient scriptures, in the ancient books, in the 19,000 books that are hidden below the Vatican, you will see that there's a certain name that was hidden purposely, and we know this was all done because, as I speak, you know, that place, which is an island by itself, the Vatican, by where many secret and mysteries lie there, simply because things were purposely hidden from us.
So that Rome can keep power. That was the reason. So Rome can keep power. And they created, quote unquote, Christianity, because no one was saying Christianity during Jesus' time, but Romans. You know?
Other life, other people in the world, there was other existence, and there were other means by which people serve God, because he's not a God of today, but he was, you know, God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So when Rome at that time, and they sat down and decided that those 66 books will be placed into what is called the Bible, which I thank God they saved some of it, but there were other books, there were other knowledge, there were other scriptures.
Yeah. Yes, you had 39 books that were missing out of that. You have some of those books, one or two of those books in the Catholic Bible. Then you have the Ethiopian Bible, which I just ordered, and so on. The Gnostics who wrote a lot of what is in the Bible, you know, with the mysticism and, you know, and so on. These people wrote that, you know, and talking about dimensions and stuff, you know, which now we call witchcraft and so on. The Jews have an area in their teaching. You know, we talk about Kabbalah being this and that, but. There was an aspect of Kabbalah in the Old Testament and science and stuff in the Torah, you know, and so on. Those things were the Ten Commandments was diminished, you know, and they made it Ten Commandments, but there was a sixth commandment, and I have to look that up, is no longer in part of the Ten Commandments. They edited it, you know. And that's what Rome did and Constantine did, you know, to keep power, keep rule over people. And every religion and church at this point, whether you got Baptist, Lutheran, Mormon, what have you, they follow the same Bible. They preach on the same day, Sunday, and that really is against the law, you know, the Sabbath. Yes, you know, Saturday, Sunday is supposed to be the first day of the week, you know. But there's so much, you know, there's so much, and that's why human beings are so confused. But within all those changes, all those things that have happened over the thousands of years, God is still true. Revelation, you know, and there may be something missing or something edited, you know, and something like that. But in all of that, in your giving, in your studies, and your praying, God gives us the revelation of his word more than what just reading, or you keep your Bible on your dress and every now and then you take a dust rag and dust it off, you know, and the churches don't teach. You know, they're there to lead you, but you have to learn for yourself, study to show thyself approved, you know, and so on. So you know, the minister is not God. Man is not, God said, didn't I say that you were gods and sons of the Most High? He's talking about us. He said, I made you gods. What's up with that? What do you, how come you're not acting like that? You know, and so on. So we, you know, we have, thank God for revelation, intuition that we have. You know, we have to acknowledge that, you know, more so. That mother wit, which is also part of why you, part of the universe and the stars. You know, so we have to, you know, and I'm talking, I'm not telling anybody how to worship or what have you. I'm talking this into myself because every day that I get up, you know, and I want to curse myself, you know, I know I've already committed a sin because God made me perfect. He said, you're perfect. Why you curse my work? You know, so. Ashe.
Well, Ashe, and as we continue within the Sunday program, we are speaking of the things that we would like to have seen in the open, the things that worry us the most, the things that are being swept under the rug, the things that the news would otherwise try to contort as they normally do, because, you know, it's the news media. They are very, very evil and wicked as far as the news go. We look at the 6 o'clock news, 7 o'clock news, by 10 o'clock, it's a different story as to what they want reported. So what do you trust? What do you see? When there's really something important, would it be reported on the news, or are we given news to purposely distract us from what is really going on? We are known to have been in situations whereby a lot of news would take over the media, that at the end of the day, it is not important, not. Because we look at the last time there was the Grammys with Chris Rock and Will Smith. That went on for like 3 weeks, taking up the headlines of the news. Was that important? The answer is no. So we wasted 3 weeks, well, not me within that collective, because I don't watch the news, because I know the folly of the news. After I see it for one day, I will perceive in my spirit what is really happening. Mm-hmm. But for 3 weeks, people glued to the TV, you know, taking sides, who was right, who was wrong. We were being swayed in every single direction. While all of that is going on, little black children were being killed and their liver, lungs, heart, and every part of their organs were being disappearing. And that did not really make the news. But here we are with some folly and some madness.
Yeah.
And this, or what I should say, add to that, comedy going on, center stage, taking up a major and integral part of our mental capacity, and that they call news. No. What we need to do as a people. Yes, someone is trying to...
They're now. They came back, yeah.
Okay, so let's bring on our caller. We don't want to lose anyone for the evening.
All right, 347-907, your mic is open.
Greetings and blessings, my virgin and sister from the Most High. Yes, good to have me on, and good to hear you
Welcome to the show. This is one of our regular callers. As well as I recognize this voice, we welcome you to the show. This is Sadie Sunday for Ethiopian World Federation, Local 26. You're live and alive. And we're just discussing, I don't know how long you've been on the program, but we're discussing the things that you want to discuss this evening. So the mic is with you and for you.
Well, give thanks and blessings to the eyes and the eyes, you know. Well, what I was listening, you know, but I think what you're saying is real, you know. The real issues of life not been looked into nor been discussed. Because the most important thing for us is to know our work and ourselves and what we are here for, you know. A lot of people don't know what they are here for, right? And the most important thing is care for humanity. I think that is our work, you know, to establish love and unity and peace and prosperity on earth. Mankind is busy doing nothing. They don't have any vision. So they continue to do the things that they want to do, the things that pleases them, and not the things that pleases the Almighty, you know, because the Almighty already don't lay down his laws for us to follow. And these so-called rulers, they are doing their own thing, getting their own laws, discriminating the laws of the Almighty, and so forth. So the real issue has not been dealt with. Each and everyone on earth need food, clothes, and shelter, which I think that's the most important thing that we ought to deal with or talk about, right? Every human being needs food, clothes, and shelter. And we need peace, peace on earth. How are we going to get peace on earth if we are not caring for each other? Or if we are not speaking the truth? The world needs to know the truth, each other. That's the Almighty plan. God made us to look out for each other, love one another. These things are in the past. These things are in the past, and, you know, that's why the world is in so much chaos and disorder and confusion, you know? So it is important for us to let the world know the truth, right? And the truth will set us free. The truth will bring unity. But the truth of the fact and the matter is that we, God's children, I wouldn't even say black people, because we know that black people is God's people and God's children, but we need to look out for each other and unite our talent, our skill, our love together and make this world a better place, right? These are the things that, you know, so-called leaders are lacking. They ain't got no vision, no real vision, you know, to unite the world and bring peace. That should be, the Almighty said, blessed are the peacemakers, because we will be called the children of God. There can't be no peace without equal rights and justice. And that's the most important thing we should be speaking about in the earth. Right? There can't be no peace without equal rights and justice. And I think these are the things that we ought to speak and reason about. Thanks and respect for having me.
Well, I thank you so much, Kola, and I like what you said for the evening as we reflect upon what was being said. We truly understand there's only one truth. And once the truth is there among us and the truth exists, the truth will set us free and the truth must prevail. So we are watching and we examining self for one thing. As we speak, we look first into the mirror and we examine self. Then we examine within our household, our communities, what it is we can really do to make that type of change, or not just a change, but also an addition to the things that we are doing to uplift ourselves as a people, but ourselves personally, in terms of every day. You know, it should be a struggle. Like, I will have to speak for myself on a personal level to make myself and to make a better version of myself. I'm in total competition with myself, struggling, of course, to be one day closer with the Almighty and one day closer within that perfection of self, as we ask the Father to guide us, shape us, and bless us along that journey. But here we are, knowing as we grow older, we become slowly the elders. You know, we like to think of being the young people, but that was like once upon a time. We are slowly, you know, as like ascending into that greatness of being the elders, whereby we now have to teach and show, and of course live by example, which is the greatest teaching that I would say, because truly living by example, we know not who is exactly watching us, and there are many who would be doing so. So let us be very mindful as we move along and we educate and we grow, that we be that example, that light, that beacon that can stand there so we can shine, so that men can see us and glorify our Father in the heavens. So is there another caller for this Sunday evening, Dr. Yes. Robinson?
205-742.
Yes, yes. Hello. This is Terrence Ruffin.
Oh, welcome, welcome.
Everyone can hear me?
Oh, yes, loud and clear. We can hear you.
Well, to stay in tune with what we're saying, that the truth must go forward, the first thing we got to identify is what is the truth. And if we ever go back to the Bible, back in Job 9 and 24, we'll understand this one truth, that the world was turned over to the wicked. And they painted the faces. They hide the judges' faces. Anybody familiar with the Bible, go back and read Job 9 and 24. See, we got to realize that God took his hand off this world. God's hand is not on this world. Satan's hand is controlling this world we live in. God is in charge of the earth because he created earth. But man created his own world. And the world that we created was created by the wicked. And I got one quick question that I'm going to put out there. What race of people? What race of people? If this world was gave over to the wicked, what race of people in charge of the world as we speak today? And all of us know what race that is. There's one race, and we go back and look at the Bible with Esau and Jacob back in the Genesis 25 and 25. Y'all write these scriptures down and read your Bible, read, educate yourself. Because the devil is the one who taught us everything we know. What God, what merciful God will allow one man to have millions of dollars like the Jeff Bezos and Amazon and Bill Gates, all of them is coming to that kind of money, and then you can look at the other spectrum where some people is homeless, don't have anything. Who will allow somebody to go hungry? And other people got more food. They throw more food away than some people ever seen in their lifetime. So we got one truth we got to make sure we understand, that this world is governed by the devil, not God. Not God. I know that's shocking. Well,
my brother, I truly would like to agree with you fully, because you have reached a level of understanding of It is quite an admirable level that you have reached, to understand the world, the earth belongs to the Lord, because the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. But the world that we have made and shaped belongs to the devil. That's why the scriptures tell us, be you in the world, but not of the world, because truly the world is governed by Satan. So we, as children of the Most High, ought not to be in that world, because we see the wickedness of the world, and as you see of the great men striving and the richness of the world, those things are given by the powers that be. Because I know within the ascension and climate and prosperity, you're often faced with certain bargains that Satan himself will come to you. It does not mean that God cannot bless you, because God has blessed many people over and over. But when we aspire to money and fame and wealth and riches, that is of the devil who is running this world, and we will have to make a bargain somewhere along the line. So I thank you for that wisdom within the scriptures. I love that you have brought Job. Truly, I love the old books of Job. So you are on the right show, my brother, to say these Sundays. Yeah. We love the scriptures, and we love the truth, because there's only one truth. And as we examine and to understand things, let us see ourselves as children even before the Most High. Let us see ourselves as children who were created with a built-in instinct to know right from wrong. We were all children once. I don't know, tonight we are touching on children. But, you know, look at something. As a child, when you do something wrong, you know. Why do you know when you do something wrong? It's a feeling inside that you know you do something wrong. And here you tell yourself, I hope my mommy doesn't find out, because I'm going to get a whipping. But you knew you did something wrong. So how do you know what is right from wrong? It's an instinct to tell you if you steal something, it's wrong. Because as a child, you examine a child, go into the cookie jar, looks around to see if anybody's looking, lift the lid off, and take up two cookies. Because mommy said, you shall not have any cookies before dinner. So this child is going to the cookie jar, 3 years old, lift up the lid, looks around carefully, take out two cookies and put it in her pocket, perhaps, and walks away. Why? Because she knew it was wrong. I speak because I saw it happen to my niece. And I watched it and said, look, you're 3 years old. And I watched carefully all the action. I said, look, you know very well that's wrong because you were told. But here you snuck into the kitchen and you took the cookies, make sure nobody's looking, and you put them into your pocket. So you're going to have those cookies later. But you knew it was wrong, as you would not be looking around to see who's looking. You would not feel that sense of guilt, and you're only 3 years old. And if you only get caught, and you said, did you take a cookie? And you're like, no. It's right in your pocket. And you're like, no, Mommy, I didn't take the cookie. But you know it was wrong to take the cookie. So we know right from wrong in a sort of built-in instinctive way. Because the Father created us. He didn't create us that man should perish, but that man should fall into his glory and be with him as one within the heavens. We love the fact that for those who are elevated within the spirit and the knowledge and the learning, it's a great book that we should read the Bible and apply to our life and have some understanding, because it's a wonderful teaching material. Many aspects of it has man has tried to change and erase, but the Holy Spirit will not allow a total change. Even now, I think, as we speak, they're writing a next Bible because, you know, they have to fit in the new Bible for the new society that's going on, so you don't offend anybody and you don't mash anybody's corns. So, therefore, we have to use the right pronouns in the Bible now. So I don't think they might be using he. I don't know. They might be using they and them, I think, you know, some things you can't say anymore. And as far as Beyonce, that old wicked demon from the pit of hell goes, she said it's father and mother God, and then she goes on to say, I mean, we are seeing a lot of distortion about what's in the Bible because we are seeing certain people as well picking up the Bible that has no authority to handle such a book as far as they say they should teach. But here we are. Every Sunday, we are discussing the things that are normally being swept under the rug and the things that we love to talk about, but is not otherwise spoken, especially in the 6 o'clock news. So do we have other callers in the studio? Reverend Ron, let me know what's going on.
382-363, your mic is going open.
Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. My name is Pastor Don G, CEO. How you doing, Miss Davey? How you doing?
Oh, welcome, Pastor. I'm doing fine. Hope you're in the right, good, wonderful spirit, as you're always in. Welcome to the show. I'm happy to have you.
Amen. I'm texting my 300 winning team members, telling them, come on. It's time. It's showtime. Let's get it. So I'm here.
Well, it's wonderful to always grace the show with your presence. We thank you so very much. You fall any time.
Yes, ma'am. I'm definitely here. I'm in the background pushing buttons, so I'm here.
Okay. Dr. Rose, let me know who else is here. I want to chime in.
Well, you know, we can keep discussing. I know Pastor Don Jr. got some things going on with the winning team in 300. We should talk about some of the business stuff and some of the radio programs and things that are going on. The full-size figure modeling, et cetera.
Yes, yes. We got a lot going on. I mean, if I had a war, I would definitely go. You just let me know. Well, I guess I do have a pool. Okay, well, with that being said, we are doing a lot of things for this year. It's a powerful year. This is the year of Michael Jordan. We're in 2023. All this stuff we've been working on for the last 20 years is about to come to fruition. I got my guy, William J. He's making a lot of strides. He's doing a lot of stuff for the future out of Amarillo, Texas. It's a major brand. Y'all need to keep that Amarillo, Texas for the future reference. They've been doing a lot of stuff with the community, rats, rides, cars. They are really making an impact on the globe. And I'm just all over the place, man. I mean, I can't tell y'all enough how much I appreciate y'all. We're going to keep it moving. Seriously.
And Mr. Terrence Ruffin can talk a little, talk about ASI, ASL, and you know, things of that sort was happening in Africa economically. The new currency, cryptocurrency coming up. So Mr. Terrence Ruffin can talk about that.
Okay, back again. What's happening now with the ASL, which stands for African Startup League? Tonight is going to be a great momentum, which is the last night. I tried to get on a couple of nights ago, but I got didn't get in. But tonight is it's going to be a great momentum shift, which is going to allow the coin going to 4X tonight, and it will be the last night. 12 o'clock tonight will be the last night anybody can buy the ASL tokens, crypto tokens. And right now those tokens are at 2 cents, 2 pennies. That's all it's worth. And after tonight, midnight, I think it's going to be 12 o'clock midnight Pacific time on the California coast. So if anyone's still interested in it, they can get back in contact with me and jump in on you will 4 times your money right now. Say, for instance, if you bought $100 worth of coins tonight before midnight California time, you could 4X your money. It's going to go up from 2 cents, and that's just what they're saying from a conservative point of view, and they probably going to go beyond their imaginations of, but right now they're guaranteeing it's going to 4X any amount of money you put in at a 4 times. And that just in a few minutes. So last time I had this conversation about it, some of the people were interested in how long it takes to get a return on the investment. And right now, if you jump in now, it will be an excellent time to 4 times your money. And so if somebody reach out to me right now, there's a lot that I can't speak on for the sake of time. I don't know how much crypto experience any people got, but a lot of things you might have to do in the dark a little bit and learn on later. But it's an excellent time for anyone got $100, $1,000, $500 and buy these coins. It'll be a golden opportunity to 4X, you hear me, 4X your money within the next, before 12 o'clock tonight. So this would be the last night that you can buy the ASL, African Startup League token. And just get with me. I can be reached at, on my WhatsApp number is area code 205-742-8818. I can be reached on my email, which is Terrence Ruffin for you, but I broke it down to T-Ruff, the number 4, the letter U, T-Ruff for you at Yahoo. I can be reached in on Facebook messages, Terrence Ruffin. So just reach out to me if anybody interested, short notice. You don't have no time to think. If you want to think about it, you're going to miss out. If you want to join, you got an opportunity to join the 4X your money. Inside scoop. You will 4X your money if you put anything in it as we speak before midnight today. If we miss out on that, there's always opportunity in the crypto world. I have another one called Arbitrage, African Arbitrage. And it's more, it's an investment that you can put in. The CEO of the company is a Nigerian, but the company is based here in the United States in New Jersey. I don't know what city in New Jersey, but the state of New Jersey is the headquarters for it. And it's paying 1.5% a day on anything you put in it. So y'all can be reached the same way about that. So if you miss out on this one here, don't feel left out. There's always opportunity. There's another opportunity. In other words, the old country saying, there's always another train smoking if you miss this one. So with that saying, okay. I turn it over It's too much to get into any more details. If anybody want to 4X their money dealing with the African Startup League, and you'll catch up on all the details later, give me a call. And if you missed this train, I got another one called the Arbitrage Africa Arquette. Getting the name twisted up. It's another African investment program. And like I said, it's paying 1.5%. They said they're looking to take it up to 5% per day. That's crazy money. Absolutely crazy money. You never hear about nothing in the United States paying you 1.5% a day. Not mention 5% a day. So there's plenty of opportunity in the crypto world. We just got to open our minds up, explore new ways, new things. The technology is moving. And I close out with old saying that's saying, if you're not part of the steam press, you're going to be part of the highway, the pavement. So we want to try to catch the new technology in its infancy so we can be blessed and, you know, and get a return on our investment if we have any to invest. Thank you very much. I can be reached out with one more time, 205-742-8818. What's that? Email.
And remember that.
Pardon me?
No, go right ahead.
Email is tra4u@yahoo. You can reach out to me on Facebook messaging. I can also be reached on Telegram, tra4u on Telegram. So I'm out there on pretty much all the social medias. I'm on Instagram. tra4u on Instagram. So I could be reached out on most major social media platforms. So
I
want people to know that California is 3 hours behind us. So our 12
right.
o'clock is California's 10 o'clock. So this is
right.
people, you still got time because California is 3 hours behind us.
I'll be glad to help anyone if they want to jump on board so they don't have to wait like that. I've been with the African Startup League for about a year. So it's just not starting to come alive. It's just starting to give some dividends, give back some return on your investment. So everybody got it. Don't have to wait like I did. I invested a long time ago, and I just been waiting for my change to come. So y'all don't have to wait that long if you get in now.
Great.
Well, thank you so very much, Paula, for sharing this information with us to our financial health and wealth. There's always money to be made, money to be earned. It is good when we settle our financial selves as well, because money is also a great defense. God is a defense. Money is a defense. Without money, it's impossible to do anything, especially here where we live within the United States and living in the city. We are unable to plant even one lime tree to say we can get some juice. So we have to have money to do trade, to live for our very sustenance. So it's very good to know when someone could share with us ways and means that we can make money and it can be introduced into certain new areas within the technological world. Cryptocurrency is quite new for some people, and for some people it's very foreign. But we also need to educate some of our people as well in these various faculties of where they can make and obtain money. So as we go along within the Ethiopian World Federation, we are seeking a new headquarters. We're hoping to get an area. However, we ought to have a little teaching practices going on where some people can learn a little more. I know there's a program, Dr. Roman Smith, you would be a mute, that comes around, I guess, Wednesday or Thursday, where they speak about money and finances. Is this the same brother that speaks on that evening?
No.
That you said
Eugene Byers Insurance. Talks about life insurance, all kinds of insurance and investment and turnaround over Mr. Eugene Byers Tuesday night.
Oh, okay. And I was just thinking about the cryptocurrency stake. We need, you know, a few people to help educate and along those ways. But anyway, do we have anybody else in the studio at this time?
Yeah, we have a special caller himself, the man who created all this wonderful talk, Neo Nation, talk, everything that's going on. Dr. Winborn, Dr. James W. Winborn himself, he is on, he is in studio. Let's give a nice hand. I'll open up his mic.
Greetings. I'm glad to see my supporters are there tonight.
Well, that's wonderful. We welcome you to our show.
I just called in. I was in another meeting. I just wanted to call in right quick. I don't really know what the topic is, but I'm here in support and ready to be enlightened as
well,
what we're talking about.
Well, tonight we were really having a really nice big free-for-all because we were talking about the things that are on the news, the things that in our neighborhood or in our community, the things that are normally swept under the rug that nobody wants to talk about. And, of course, we're examining the very one word, the truth. And we had a wonderful pastor that came up and he said to us that there's only one truth. He directed us into the book of Job as well. And, of course, we always have to say these Sunday school lessons. So here we're examining the truth and we're examining the things that we would like to talk about that is not otherwise spoken about. We touched earlier on in the fact of the sexualization of our children, where we did that show as well last week, but I want to just point out, particularly this Sunday, Letitia James, we all know who she is, a big, powerful figure in the city, she mm-hmm. was very compassionate to the fact that the cross-dressers / transvestites, or let us just say men with breasts and lipstick, giving story time to our three-year-old children within this sort of way. And she's saying they should have compassion, they should be inclusive, and they will give the children a different thought form in their minds, and children will be happy. And she was really softening this piece of abomination for our children. So then I stepped back and said, okay, there we are. Letitia James is heavily pushing this agenda. So we did speak about that as well. And, of course, what else is happening? A few people are dropping down, just like that, healthy young men, healthy young women. We reflect upon different things. So here you are for you to give us your little part on what you want to talk about.
Well, you know, there are a lot of stuff that's going on in the news right now, as always. And I think that right now we're in a crisis. I think that Brother Minister Farrakhan said it the best, and when he says that Armageddon has begun, and there seems to be a deterioration in the psyche of this country as when it comes to white supremacy, and we see there an attempt to go backwards being put in motion with some laws that are coming out of some of the states. And we're hearing more and more about black people, our young black men, again being lynched. There was a story out where they just found another fella who was running from some white boys. He called his mother and told her that, you know, that they're chasing me, they're trying to get me. And then when the authorities finally caught up with him, they had cut the boy's head off.
Yeah.
Now, this is stuff that's going on right now that we're not hearing a whole lot about. They're hanging people, black people, again. And so now we find ourselves in a situation where we have to defend ourselves from this rise in white supremacy and this newfound infatuation for the Ku Klux Klan type of activity, in addition to them changing laws that set racism back and to set civil rights back, on top of the fact that the police have can do whatever they want to do to black people without immunity, without impunity. These are the things that we're dealing with every day, from day to day. And right now, there's a target that's on our back. You know, I heard somebody say, a black guy tell us his white friend. The white friend was talking about all the different things he do on the weekend to get excitement. You know, he goes skiing, he goes, you know, rock climbing, and he goes, you know, bungee jumping, and he, you know, skydiving, and all of these things that are life-threatening that he gets this thrill from. And the black fellow explained to him, when I want a life-threatening thrill, I just go outside.
That's a whole adventure right there.
That's the whole adventure right there. Just to go outside and go to the store to hope to be able to make it back home. I don't need to jump off no cliff. I don't need to go skydiving. I don't need to go bungee jumping. I don't need to do any of those things to put my life at risk so that I can have a thrill. I'm just glad that when I get in my car, I'm able to get out of my car and walk into my house. But I'm being pulled over and police throwing me on the ground for no reason and threatening my life because they claim that my taillight is out. You know, so these are the things that I'm moved by that I see that's going on in the media, but not really, really being publicized. I mean, we'll hear about if there's a some black person shoot another black person, some black kids fighting, some gang activity. They put that all over the news. But we're not hearing anything about these lynchings. We're not hearing anything about even the number of black people that are missing. And when they find them, their body parts and the internal organs have been removed. These are the things that have caught my attention that I feel as though that no one is really talking about, that we need to examine to find out what's going on. Give thanks. That's my two cents.
Okay, we give thanks for your contribution, Honorable. Oh, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. And as we are talking about what's happening in the news, there's something happening that is very, very grand. I don't know if anybody's paying attention what's happening in Asbury. There's a big revival going on. People are catching the Holy Spirit left, right, and center by the millions, I imagine. What I would like to know, is this real or fake? Is it genuine? The Holy Spirit is, in fact, genuine. But when we have to see the works of sensationalism, which I want no part of, we have to understand there's the Kundalini Spirit that works as well. So we examine truth for this evening. We examine the very things that people would not like to touch upon. But the Asbury, if you all should know about it, festival is in the air. It's a big revival festival. I guess everyone should know about it. And if they don't, of course, it's Sadie Sunday. This is where we educate people on the things that they ought to know or ought not to know in some cases. But here we are, examine. It's the Asbury Festival revival that is drawing thousands of people, almost into a million, where people are coming, catching the Holy Spirit, and is unable to run for 3 days. I don't know what they're doing about taking a shower or anything, but who's speaking when the Holy Spirit probably gave them everything? They're filled with the Holy Spirit, so who is me to say anything? So I'm throwing it at you, real or fake? Anyone want to chime in on the Asbury Festival, Revival Festival is taking place at the moment?
I don't know. I missed that one.
It's big in the news. In the university in Asbury, they're having a spiritual revival that has started with, I guess it started with 10 people decided they want to go and pray. Eventually, it wind up where people were coming and not leaving, and it has grown now for about 19 days, and it has filled to almost 500,000 people. There are some people who went for 3 days and couldn't leave because it was so compelling. They were glued there, magnetized by the Holy Spirit. So we ought to pay attention to what's happening, because in our great time of destruction, we need a Savior. That's some of the greatest words. But here we have, as in the last days, you will hear, here's the Christ, and there's the Christ, and he's over there, and he's over here, and I saw him down the road and across the street. So we are seeing these things happening. Why I have to mention it is because it's been growing in capacity, almost bursting at the seams. Till another school, another university decided that they too want to have a revival function and or festival or whatever it is, but it's a revival. You know, you pitch the tent and 3 million people come outside just to feel that spirit. So it's happening, it's catching on. So in as much as we know that it's Armageddon time and the wicked is upon the earth, and we have reflect upon the fact that Satan is ruling right now, because if we should follow the book of Revelation, there's a time that Satan has to rule the earth. So we should not be so dismayed or startled. Children of the Most High, children who walk within truth, ought not to be dismayed or frightened or anything of the sort, because it is written, Satan will have a rule. I guess he will have a good 7-year rule, and Father said if it wasn't for the very, like, the only reason he shortened the time. But the man is on full parade right now. Haven't you also seen Brazil Carnival? I should have you all seen Brazil Carnival. Anyone out there?
Hello?
Hello?
Are you hearing me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Yes, I did hear about that. That you're speaking about, the university, and I don't know what kind of spirit they are feeling, but I hope it's a good spirit and a right spirit, you know, because as you say, it's the Armageddon, and a lot of evil events have been planned to distract God people, you know, so we got to be very careful. What they are saying or what they are doing is a good thing, because right now, we need a love revival. If it's a love revival or a oneness revival, you know, we could get ourselves involved. But we got to be careful of the spirit. A lot of spirit, as you say, in these times, the evil spirit is roaming, control, and destroy God's children. You know, a lot of people going to come and say this and say that about the spirit. But God's spirit is in all of us. I remember when you said, when we do wrong, we don't need anyone to tell us that we do wrong. It is embodied in us, the truth and the right. It is embodied in us. The Almighty touched our heart with all these things before we were born. So we know the right and we know the truth. So this thing, what is going on, I could just hope it is a good thing for humanity, because what it seems to be, and I hope it is a good thing, right? So, you know, I'm nothing against it still, but we got to look into it some more. You know, because we
most
do need a love revival.
As I said, you know, is it? Yes, caller. As I was saying, is
yes.
The things that we know we ought to examine and take a deeper and closer look into. We're not saying is anything wrong or anything right, but we are examining this evening what it is that is going on. We are touching upon things, and we are seeing so much distraction that we are forced now to examine things along the way, because too much is happening, and then we see the need for that Savior to help us, to bring us through. Man in all his wicked deeds has brought on his own hell, in his own darkness. He has fallen into his own pit of destruction. But when something has happened, man himself becomes frightened, and then we remember, oh God, save us, just like in the old days. So here we are at a point where so much wickedness is upon the earth, and we are faced with so much hardship. We are faced with so much pain in not understanding what is really going on. Now, people have money, but of course, they are some of the most miserable ones, of course, because I know people have money, but yet they are wondering what is happening. Like, I know a young lady I spoke to about a month ago or so, and she told me something that was quite frightening. It was frightening in my spirit, because she said to me, she don't know why she's feeling to commit suicide.
Wow.
I mean, she took me for a spin all over the place. I mean, I'm saying to her, why would this very thought cross your mind? But then, there's also a spirit that's upon the earth right now forcing people to feel this way. Only because when we stray too far from the Almighty, I mean, not comforted into the bosom or not under the shadows of his wings, there's a discomfort that we feel. And that discomfort towards destruction is real. It's a true satanic spirit. A lot of people I know right now are facing certain hardships, and suicide often comes to mind. And we would see that spirit is coming along when, as we go along for this year, 23, we're going to see some wickedness upon the earth. Right now, I would reflect upon the program I bought last year, and I was blowing up the radio with the topic of mental illness. And now we are walking down the streets. Do you really see how much young, mad people there are? People 21, 25, they're just crazy. Madness upon the earth. I spoke about it last year at length, over and over, because I saw it and I understand that spirit of madness. And it's here with us now. I heard on the news, New York City, the mayor is saying, you want to see what he can do about housing these people. Because it's a large population. They're just walking among us, totally in zombie land, madness. So here we are understanding that spirit. So we speak of the Ashbury Festival, which you all need to Google and check out and learn about. Because here we are, people are catching the Holy Spirit, having the Holy Spirit. But is it real or fake? Because among everything, we are seeking the one truth. There's only one truth. And it's here on Sadie Sundays. This is Sadie Gomez for the Ethiopian World Federation, Local 26, Woman Auxiliary, speaking only the truth, examine the truth, and of course the truth shall set us free. It's only one. I love the truth, and why not? There's enough folly going around. So let us examine the truth, and as we speak of the Ashbury Festival. So here I am, letting my wonderful studio audience know that they can as well chime in. Dr. Robinson, who do we have in?
All mics are open.
All mics open. Okay. You said something about the spirit. It says we must not believe every word, but part it out diligently. A fool believes everything he hears, but wise men and women thought out the word. We examine the word, and we hear things, we examine it, you know. The right spirit, as you say, the Holy Spirit is supposed to be a spirit that guides you in love and truth and righteousness and progress, right? So if it's the Holy Spirit, I give thanks. But we got to examine these events and these things that people speak about. How do we know it's the Holy Spirit? That's the thing again. And what is the Holy Spirit? And where does the Holy Spirit come from? The Holy Spirit cannot come from men and people and Eden and satanic people. All these people, they distract from the real facts and the real spirit of life and took us away from the road of righteousness. How can the devil children tell us about Holy Spirit? What is holy about it? Holiness is love and respect and care. You understand? So when you speak of holiness, it has to be in that form. The Holy Spirit guide us, as I know. The Holy Spirit guide us in all truth and righteousness and progress and prosperity. Right? So feeling the Holy Spirit, how do they know that it's the Holy Spirit they are feeling? right? And in this time, you know, there are so many people portraying to be God, or wanna be God. You understand, right? So much of them. So how do you know it's the real Holy Spirit, right? They're talking about the Holy Spirit. What is the Holy Spirit? How do you know it's the Holy Spirit? What kind of feeling the Holy Spirit bring upon you? That's the thing. These people are not asking themselves these things. And sometimes they get trapped in the devil's net. Some of these things is the devil trying to lead us. For instance, the spirits that's in earth now, suicide, murder, wickedness, witchcraft, all these things we have to resist. It's a war. It's a war. Every day you get up, these suicidal spirits are in the atmosphere. Where they come from? Where they come from? The devil is sending out all these spirits in the atmosphere. And if you are not strong to resist, you get deceived, right? You have to resist all these negative spirits that's out there. Every day it comes on us. And what happens? The weaker ones get captivated by it. Because even I, those spirits come across I too. So I fire burn them spirits because I know my purpose on earth. I have to resist anything that is not of God, or anything that is not of righteousness and love. I have to resist. That's why it is important for us to know the truth. You understand? To even know the right God to praise. But there are so much God in earth here. You know, but there is one Jehovah, one Almighty Father, and it's the God of the risen Christ, which I and I praise, you know? Yeah. That is my way, right? Investigate, examine things that have been said and have been done. We are the children of the Most High. We have to resist because this is Armageddon right now, you know? Our lives have been tested. Every day is a test. We can't fail. The devil is firing these fiery darts in the form of spiritual wickedness in high and low places. So we know we have to resist to win. We are already winners. So we know when these negative things come upon us, even in the spirit world, we have to fire burn and resist it. And there is a lot more temptation to come. This is only the beginning of sorrows. As the brethren say, it's the devil that rules the world right now. These men, these money gods, they are so jealous of the living because they know that they cannot buy no more time when their time is up with their bag of money. So they want to destroy the hurt for the people who is going to be living. That's the way I look at it. Why would you want to destroy? Why would you get so wicked? The children is going to inherit the hurt. Why are you living such a wickedness for them? You understand? So much judgment and tribulation. Our kids is our inheritors. And whatever we do it for them. Because when we become ancestors, is them gonna rule until they become the ancestor? That's the way the world runs. Become the ancestor, we go into the spiritual realms. And we know these things, so we have to resist the devil. So I say, when all these foul spirits come upon you, just resist. Don't give up. Politics, religion, and commerce is the three unclean spirits out of the mouth of the red dragon. So I say, my people, resist. No matter what evil spirit come, resist. Blessings.
I just want to ask Dr. Winborn, where was that? Well, I forgot what state that kid that was called his mother and his head was cut off. What state was that?
Mississippi. Mississippi.
Because there were 10 young men, footplayers for universities in Los Angeles, were killed, and they were all surrounded by police officers, and in a very strange condition. I think they're going to get some kind of independent investigation, but it was very unusual that these 10 young men, all football players for universities, got accosted by the police in Los Angeles, and now all of them are dead in consecutive days after each other. What I would say to young people be careful in your environment where you go. If you know that there's a place where there is, you know, like I'm in Connecticut, and Connecticut has a high concentration of KKK, Nazis, and skinheads, but a high level concentration of the, I think the headquarters for the KKK is in Connecticut, and the high exalted mixed ruler, whatever you call him, damn self, I think he's in Connecticut as well. And so, like I tell my kids, you got to be careful where you go. You know, you got to be careful how you travel. And most of the time, young people, travel with somebody. Don't travel by yourself. Travel in a group. Travel with some friends. We're going to have to start picking up arms and learning, getting gun permits and learning how to properly handle a firearm. And we're going to have to sue the United States government for violation of the 13th and 14th Amendment, which is to protect the weaker race. And the constitutional amendments there have been to protect and secure security for the weaker race. And, you know, we really, leaders, black leaders have to really, in America, have to really consider taking these conditions of African Americans to the world court, to the UN. The UN already did a study. They know from 2016, they did a study. They know that there's an excessive amount of killings of African American men and women in America, larger than the number was back in the day of slavery. So there's something going on. Yes. And if we don't step in and do something and make a noise about it and get a lawsuit against the American government, because these conditions are fatal, but at the same time, it's government policy, government procedures, the Constitution. It's the way the structure is set up that these people can do these things. You know, it's almost like they got a mandate, legal mandate, a constitutional mandate, judicial mandate to do these things. So we have to fight against it. We have to ask to be our own independent security. The government have to set up a security, our own independent security. We can protect ourselves. We ain't gonna be, it's just too many killings. And they're unusual, they're strange, and like Dr. Wimborne say, nobody's talking about it. You pick it up on different outlets on the internet. Pick it up on special social black African American social media, you know, and this is terrible. African American people are being killed every day at a large number, and we need to bring it outside of America because they're not going to do anything. It's because of the way this Constitution is structured. It's because of the way the judicial system, the legal system is structured, that people have this ability to kill us like this is hunting season for animals. And so if we don't bring attention to this and we don't try to nationally get together and stop it, we can march in Minnesota and march over here and march over there. Like everything is done in pockets. This is national. It's not done in pockets. It's not done just in Mississippi, Alabama, South Carolina, California, Chicago, New York. This is the whole damn country. And if we don't bring attention to it on a national level, because these so-called leaders out there, they're not paying attention to NAACP, the Urban League, all these black organizations, they're not paying attention to this excessive amount of killing. And that all that means, people, is that you're next. You're next. Your son is next. Your daughter is next. People think that they got a differentiation. A lot of people come here thinking that, it's only the African American. No, you black like me. Your son is black like me. Your daughter is black like me. Your behind is next. They're not going to ask you where you come from. When the cracker start killing black people, he ain't going to say, you from the Caribbean, or you from Africa, or you from Dominican Republic, you from Puerto Rico, or you from Peru, you from Brazil, you from wherever. People that come here act like it's a secluded condition. No, this is all of us. Anybody with black skin, black hair, won't be dead. That's what's going on. And if we don't wake up and see that we all have to come together nationally and speak out and fight against and get legislation and talk to these congressmen and these senators. They call me every day, Republican senators and congressmen and Democrats, and I tell them, you have to put in legislation to protect the civility, the life of African-American people before I support you as a congressman, senator, whatever. We need some serious legislative changes. We need the ability to protect self. This government has the 13th and 14th Amendment, and that was the purpose of it, to protect the free slave, protect the weakest of the American society. And we're not getting that. We're not getting that at all. All we're getting is the opposite, total opposite of it. And if we don't come together and do something about it, it's going to be tragic, you know, because the numbers are so massive and it's happening all over the country. It's just a matter of, it's almost like, and I'm not trying to scare nobody, but it's almost like it's just a matter of time before they get your son, your daughter, your niece, your nephew, you know. It's just a matter of time, you know, with the way
no
it
true,
brother. White people.
Matter right? of time. No true.
Yeah. It's a matter of time. And what we're going to do, we're going to sit around like a bunch of sitting ducks.
We are not safe.
We have
not safe at all.
In the 60s, there was such a mass movement of not-profit organizations, manhood training, and so on and so forth. And one of the things that, and you know, I grew up in part of that, but one of the things that everybody took martial arts. There were more martial art programs and under the cover learning how to use guns and stuff like that. It was a Black Panther program and stuff at that time, because the time then is nothing's changed. It's still here. The only thing is that we've got more sophisticated equipment, you know, and stuff
because,
and distraction.
Yeah, it's worse.
You know,
because
and these kids know nothing.
The law enforcement from all levels, FBI, CIA, cops, police, army, you're getting killed all around. There's guys from the military getting on social media talking about the blacks is making the army bad. The Chinese are saying the blacks are making the educational system bad because they're so damn smart. We're lowering the standards so they can't get into Harvard. Well, Mr. Chinese, if you and talking about they study 18 hours a day. Well, if you got that kind of time, then that means you don't have to work. That means you got free time, Mr. Chinese. And Mr. Chinese, let me tell you something. If you got to study your subject matter 18 hours a day, you ain't that smart. Okay? You're not that extremely intelligent. You don't have good comprehensive skills, and you're not academically talented. Because I studied. I started college when I was 15. I got my PhD at 21. I know what it is to go to university and study, and I didn't study no 18 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you study 18 hours a day, Mr. Chinese, Mr. Japanese, Mr. Korean, South and North Korean, if y'all studying 18 hours a day, something wrong with y'all. You're losing your damn mind. There's no way for anybody to matriculate an academic study 18 hours a day. It's impossible to do anything
you're right,
18 hours a day.
You're so right.
But they pretend.
With the black man.
My brother, they pretend.
Yeah. With the black man doesn't need to study so hard. One day, what they take 10 years to do, the black man learn it in one day. That's why they are so jealous of our intelligence. We are not intelligent. We are intelligent. We just want to see or hear how it goes, and it's done. We don't want to 18 hours. I think 18 hours is...
And that depends on your environment also. You know.
But let me tell you something. The Asians, the Chinese, and so-called certain white people that they're saying to everybody, they're so intelligent, they go to Ivy League colleges, they go to Ivy League prep schools, and they go to all these Ivy League. I've been to those places. They're not that smart. Anybody has to study a subject matter 10 hours a day, 9 hours a day, something wrong with you. Something mentally is wrong with you. Your comprehensive skills are off balance. I'm not good at math. No way, no how. I'm bad at math. But it didn't take me 10 hours a day, 18 hours a day, 7 days a week to learn no damn math. You know what I'm saying?
I see.
Because
I
have to balance out my – like the brother said, you got to have a balance. Brother, what's your name?
Me?
Yes.
Yes, Peter. I'm sorry, say it again.
Peter?
Yeah, Morris.
Yeah, it's like you said, Peter, you got to have balance. in anything, you got to have balance. You can't be all academic. You can't be all – even the Bible says some people are so heavily bound, so spiritual. They're going with so up in the sky like what Sister Sadie talking about this festival. So spiritual, so up in the sky. God said you're so heavily bound that you know earthly good for me. Because you have to have balance. Yeah. Everything got to have balance. If you study, you have to have balance. You have to have physical sports. You got to have academics. You got to have other kinds of stimulating, physical stimulation and mental stimulation. You got to have, you know, a combination of a lot of things.
It is so true. I had a nephew who was very brilliant in the university. He was the number one youth in the Caribbean. And he didn't have any balance, and he ended up insane. You understand me? He loses his rockers because he was doing too much studies. You understand? And he died.
Yes.
Yeah. Or people become antisocial. They become antisocial. You know?
He was so intelligent that he didn't even want a girl, a wife. That's You understand?
That
he was married
to
the university. Stop it.
Yes.
It has everything is a balance. Every single thing in earth has it's a balance. And if you're not balanced, you're in problems.
My nephew is very intelligent, and that's what he told me. He wants nothing to do with no woman right now. He wants to stay in his studies. He wants to do his studies. He wants to become a forensic scientist. And that's what I said. Listen,
that's the same thing. You want to be a scientist.
A man needs a. I told him. I said a man needs a woman. A woman needs a man. And I'm not saying just pick any woman, pick any man, but everybody needs a good woman, and a good woman needs a good man.
A real queen and a real empress.
This is the structure of the human being. It's how God created us. You have to have balance in everything. And I said, I told him, until you find that female that's compatible to you, that can support you in all your endeavors, you're not going to succeed. And that's another thing, too. Success comes with a combination of a certain lifestyle, you know, and we don't realize that. Family structure is good. It's good for a young man to find a good woman and get married and have children and have a structure. That's why young men run around wild like dogs, because they don't have a structure.
They are not balanced. You cannot be balanced without a woman or a queen or an empress. You cannot be balanced.
Amen.
You cannot.
Amen.
Because the Almighty... You remember when God created everything and he said, something is not right here. All my creation is not balanced. And it's woman who balance creation. So woman.
Amen.
Balance. There is no life, real true life without a woman. I'm telling you that.
Amen.
I'm serious. No joke about that. Because even when you're studying, it's a woman that balance back your mind. You understand? Level, get back everything on level. Creation, woman. Yes.
And there's so many people who have succeeded in life. They're 60 years old, none of them married, and now they got all the wealth, they accomplished all of this, and they feel lost because why? They have nobody to share it with. They have no wife, no
lost
children, no
and
structure,
miserable.
No nothing.
Yes, brother. You're so right. Lost and miserable. No joke about that. Even I'm seeing it playing out right now. These people, they have so much money and wealth, you know. They should be happy with so much money and wealth. But guess what happened? Their money cannot talk to them, right? Their money cannot give them balance nor comfort. And they are so miserable. Why acquired our heap up so much wealth? And that's, you know, and you're not sharing it with a woman? No. Something is wrong there, man. Woman is the balance of creation. And you got to be balanced. If you are not balanced, you are in misery. I can tell you that.
Exactly. And this is where we as a people, generally, we black people are balanced. African nature, where we come from, is balanced. God creation, how God created us.
Yes.
We're the most
closest
to God's creative way of living. Not like this European is a whole different type of thing. I'm not trying to run after this European. I'm not trying to marry his woman. I'm not trying to live in his neighborhood. I'm not trying to buy his car. I'm not trying to buy the house next to him. I could care less about him because his economy, his world is crumbling right before their eyes. They're starting to come against one another. The house, the Bible says, a house a house divided against itself shall not stand. And they're divided against themselves, and they're self-destructing. I want out. I want my independence and separation from them because I can see that they're self-destructing. And anybody under their tutelage, under their control, under their system will also be devised accordingly. But we have to see structure for what it is. And I just see a tremendous amount who be considered people of color or whatever, like the Asians, like the Chinese and the Japanese and the Koreans and the Indians and all these ethnic Albanians, Lithuanians, Armenians, and all these people that come here and they talk about the conditions that they see the black people created, like we created this problem. You got misguided angels, Mr. Agent, Mr. Arab, Mr. White Man. They got misguided anger because the white man has turned all of his destruction against black people. Like, we created this mess. We cleaned up the mess. The reason y'all could come here, Mr. Albanian, Mr. Saudi Arabian, Mr. Yemen, and all you Chinese and Japanese and all you people is because the black man suffered and made a utopia that's humanitarian, that has consideration for life, liberty, environment. We created that. Now you're here and you're taking advantage of it, and now you're complaining that we did something to demoralize you so you can't go to Harvard. Now, this idiot's talking about, he's probably very intelligent, this Mr. John Chu. I wrote a book, The Inconvenient Immigrant. He's writing in his book, he's probably so intelligent. He's saying, now Asians make up 5% of the population, X amount of maybe 3 or 4 million in the whole United States. So he's saying that if Harvard didn't lower the standards of entry exams for black people, that 43% of Harvard students would be Chinese. Impossible, mister. You better be intelligent. Do the math. You're 3.5% of the population. African Americans are 13% of the population. Hispanics are about 14 or 15 or 16% of the population. White people are 67% of the population. How in the hell is Chinese going to be 43% of the students registered in Harvard? First of all, most of y'all come here. You're not that intelligent. Working in the supermarkets and those newsstands and those soup stands and your Chinese restaurants or whatever.
Okay. And daily Sanalian, please. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So how is he going to say? And they just come up with these numbers like they so bad. You know how and nobody's questioning his data and his facts. Nobody's asking him how in the hell at 3.5% of the population. How the hell are you going to end up being 43% of the populace in Yale and Harvard and Princeton? How are you going to be in the top five Ivy League colleges in America? How y'all going to do that? It's impossible, mister. That's it right there. You're not intelligent because your math is wrong. Then he's saying that African Americans are making the system demoralized because we can't compete academically. That's crap. We have been
That's
denied.
Real crap.
Right.
Real crap.
Right. And nobody talks about the fact that when the ethnic Europeans came to America and they couldn't go to the colleges and universities, they went to the black colleges and universities. The Jews had to go to the black colleges and universities when they came here. They didn't allow them to go to a white man's college. So now the Chinese and all of these people. Now they're here and they got a little foot in the door. Now they think they can talk about everybody else.
When reparation comes through, we got to get our reparation because what these white people have belonged to our foreparents, sweat, labor, and blood. Out of slavery, they get all their richness and their wealth from. And now they try
exactly.
to treat us and disrespect us. That way, we're going to fight for reparation. And I bet when we start to being reparized, these nations you speak of, they're going to want money too. And we are the one who was slaved out
for them to get rich out of us. We have to come together and we got to fight. I hear some politicians speaking about reparation. Yes, we have to fight for that because the German, remember, you know, the Jews have been recompensed for what Hitler did to them. So why can't we be recompensed too for what they did to us? So, you know, these are the things we have to talk about as people who, you know, who suffered under these conditions. You understand? I'm serious. We need to come together and talk about this reparation thing because these people, imagine they get rich. What they have came from us, right? Our foreparents. And they are disrespecting us, ridicule us, and do all the wicked things to us. So we got to fight for our reparation. Exactly. And that's a serious thing.
Exactly.
Serious thing. Got to fight for it.
I see you men are having a very wonderful conversation. I don't want to interrupt. I'm listening and I'm learning about everything that you all men are discussing.
Yes. This is.
You know what one of the problems are with our situation? You know, I keep on studying or talking about Christianity. Christianity was one of the worst things that happened to black people. You know, and the way it's taught, the way it was taught.
I second that.
And what have you. But when God told Abraham to take the land, when Jacob came back and said, there are giants in the land, they were real giants. But they're giants in the land. He says, hey, listen, the land is taken by force. He said, pray and then take the land.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
We pray and hide under the table.
Yes,
you
we
know?
Did pray.
And so, I believe in peace and love.
The Zions are in a different form. They are still here, but in a different form.
Okay.
But we are not afraid of giants.
Yeah. Okay. They got to
pray.
I don't know what happened to
Satan. Take a long time for them to hit the ground.
We have prayers, brother. And prayers is the greatest, most powerful weapon, you know? Yes. We can pray to move mountains.
But, you know, Paula, it is written in dying we shall live. So when we die to this world, we live with the Almighty. So we have to be dead to this world. So for those who are afraid to die, who are afraid to let go of this world, we are only passing through. When we remember that we are spirits, pick up a human envelope without being a spirit while we are passing through having a human experience. So we ought to often be conscious of the main fact that we are indeed spirit. We are spirit and flesh. But when the flesh dies, the spirit lives on. So for those who are afraid of death, in that ultimate sense, we ought to find eternal life if we have to fear of death. And it is so.
You got 3 minutes.
Yes, Reverend Ron.
You got 3 minutes.
Oh, I'm a little... Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm saying you got 3 minutes left.
Okay, so we are moving close to the top of the hour. We had a wonderful Sunday evening with Sadie Sunday. We discussed, of course, the main words for the week that we should take is truth. And as usual, everyone chime in and understand fundamentally there's one truth. We ought to arrive there at some point. Is the only way we'll find clarity within our undertakings and our doings. So may we find as we walk through this week, examining self and walking cautiously, knowing that the truth is within us, and we should practice such. For such a practice,
and the truth
gives
us
a peace of mind. Again, just a wonderful Sunday evening, St. Gomez with Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, local number 26. The one is Hillary coming to you live and live every Sunday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. We're always here to discuss whatever is on your mind. And just evening. We have a lot of time to talk about it.
This is a calling in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wasn't this day revealed to us in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I? Everyone that is called by my name, Rastafari, in the form of 500 families, to occupy 500 acres of land, to establish a model city to the world in the land of Ethiopia. The Ethiopian World Federation was established in the United States of America by His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I. This is not a calling for the United States, it's a calling for all the children of the diaspora.
Football players were found dead near precincts or something like that. I didn't get all the information. You hear so much stuff, man. You're like, oh my God, I don't want. You know, you don't want to think about your own personal kids. You don't want to think about.
Yeah.
You know, young people just getting killed frivolously, and so these 10 football players. I don't know if they cops had stopped them or, but they either were found dead around the precinct or. Somewhere near around police offices.
And how long ago was this?
This one, the last kid that got killed, this kid from the University of Tennessee, quarterback, black kid. I just read about him the other day, 2 days ago. But prior to him, the journalists are saying prior to him, there were 9 others as well in the same circumstance. But I believe it was all in Los Angeles. It might be different districts, but all in Los Angeles. And it's so strange because the same thing with the little boy when the man shot him in his yard playing.
Yeah,
and turned around and said that he was standing his ground. And I didn't know they had that in Ohio. And they arrested him, took him to the precinct. And didn't tell the mother nothing. Didn't tell the mother no circumstance, anything. You know, at the same token, they let the man go on stand your ground laws, but the circumstances surrounding it is how you standing your ground when you come into somebody's house and it's a child and he's playing, he's behind the gate playing. How are you, the man is fucking out his goddamn mind. They're letting this goddamn killer just walk the fucking street. He's still walking the damn streets. And the prosecutor, the police got no report of nothing. But common sense things, how's he standing his ground against a child, number one? Number two, how is he standing his ground? If the child is playing in his home where he lives and you drive to that home, how are you standing your ground? The fact that he came to this kid, anytime you leave and go to somebody's house to kill them or hurt them, that's premeditated. You're in the wrong because you went to them. They didn't go to you. So all these circumstances do not even, you know, I just wish I was there or something. I don't know how this thing is getting, you know.
It's something else. The National Action Network anniversary is on the 12th of April. That's where we're all supposed to go. But the place is arranging it is free. A lot of people are going to be there that we can meet. Talk to that, our cars, whatever situation. Looking forward to that.
Well, you know, Al is a journalist. He's not a contributor. He has a journal. He's a journalist. He's on MSNBC or something like that. So these things, I'm sure, pass his desk or he's aware of them. But so far, nobody has, to my understanding. There's a community leader guy trying to help this lady. And there's people on social media talking about it. But so far, I haven't heard no tremendous outcry. You know, that's why it's so important to have money, to make money, so you can support. I mean, if I had the money, I just hire that lady, the best law firm in Ohio.
Yeah, because I don't know if that's
something
else, because there's a lot of different lawyers.
Well, Ben Clark is doing a lawsuit for he's suing the government on behalf of Malcolm X family right now. So even other than the fact that if there was a network of these types of attorneys, if you have a network, you know, of them, that they can say, okay, look, man, you know, this is going on over there, you can go. But I got a plan. I just got to get the money. I got a plan for all of this. I just need to get the finances in order. That's all. Because there's a way to do it. You know, there's a proper way to get it done. You can do that. You can start a nonprofit, which I already started a nonprofit. I just got it approved away from my papers to come in the mail. And so I'm going to put money behind it, develop it. operations, or I'm going to get a building. My plan, but my plan is to get a building from the city, under the nonprofit, and build that as a headquarters to investigate all of these strange happenings, and to bring some teeth to them, because there's no reason why this woman is not getting no kind of response from the police department. That don't make no sense. The only thing I can see that y'all hired a man to kill a little boy. Is that what y'all did? You know, are y'all in cahoots with the man? You know, the prosecutor's office, the district attorney, the state attorney, all the fucking people, nobody, and I know y'all have to hear about it, but you mean tell me nobody got Thompson enough to say this man needs to be behind bars? Man, you're out of your fucking mind. Need to be in jail. He's gonna just go and kill more children. It just got so much stupid shit going on in this country. It just makes you know, you do want to get the, it makes you want to get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Who tore the building down? Yeah, because they had a situation where, okay, I remember something we wanted to do on land, and we had to talk to the tribal chiefs. So now, New York goes in there, and they dismantle every damn thing according to what they're trying. You know, they have their idea of what they want to do. So that's why they must be the ones that are demolishing the buildings then. There's too much going on right now. We got to save people. We got to save people's lives, and then we can save buildings. But I believe there's a collective effort by this white man. Other outside countries.
Yeah.
getting ready. It's not rolling up in that house. Yeah. That's why he went digital.
Yeah.
Because that way he can encompass cryptocurrency. The reason they go digital is because that way they can't control cryptocurrency in the state of banking that they have right now.
Yeah.
And they point that out. So that's why you see people like Elon Musk and all the rich people with billions of dollars in crypto. Why? Because that's what the fuck they want to do with it. America can't control it. They can't get arrested for not paying taxes or anything for it because it's not a controlled substance. You know, now America goes in and they do digital, so they can turn it on and turn it off, turn it up, turn it back. They can control it now because they want their part of the, you know, this newfound wealth.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you something. I'm hoping tomorrow or Tuesday or so that I can send you that money. So that's it.
Well, when should it be clear by tomorrow, right?
Yes, that should be clear by tomorrow. All right. And if not clear, I should be able to call them and say, and it wouldn't give me a message or something telling me that. You know, this money is in process or something like that. I should be here being able to hear something, you know.
Well, the 18th was the targeted date, so. Monday. That's what I said, that was a targeted date, you know. But so, it's a weekend, so maybe you're not doing anything. So the 20th is tomorrow, so that would be, to me, that would be the latter part of the whole thing, so. No, I think it's enough time. I don't know why I'm waiting for you to But now what you gotta do, you gotta collect all of the dollars that you can in a short amount of time and turn it around. Who we got now? Somebody sent me, I just thought about an 80-unit building in Boston, brand new, built brand new. I don't know what the problem is. They want 13 million. Can't just say, oh, do this and do this. It's corruption. But they're working on the inside. So the attorney's going to have to do the last about 3-4 days ago. So I would suspect that we'll have the letter. And I think they're gonna do it through email. So
probably.
You know, I just can't wait till I get over with. So I can move on with my life. But I was saying I would ask Assad to buy that building in Boston as an investment piece.
Yeah. Yeah. And people need places to live all over the East Coast. You know, I'm just talking about the East Coast. You know, there's a lack of housing in the farms. You know, and people working from their homes. You know, their apartments. You know, the rents in New York are not that high. Looking at real estate to make money off of it. You know, I think the government is going to make some money.